This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. Why make new games when you can re-release old ones? That's the question, isn't it? The results can, and often do, vary somewhat, and I'm happy to report that, by and large, we usually see better than worse for most of the efforts these days. Even the maligned Chrono Cross, Radical Dreamer's collection has seen a significant upgrade lately, solving its myriad framerate issues. One game that won't need such a fix is Metroid Prime Remastered, which comes right out of the box as a fantastic rendition of one of the best games ever released. To be honest, Nintendo could have just released a bare-bones version of Retro Studios' 2002 GameCube masterpiece and it still would have been fantastic, but they decided to step things up a notch. Legendary bounty hunter Samus Aran finds herself exploring Talon IV, a local planet full of mysteries, ruins and mysterious ruins. In doing so, she learns about the power of Phazon, a corrupting substance that infects everything it comes into contact with, up to and including the locals on Talon IV. Samus will have to explore the planet, learn to deal with Phazon pollution, find upgrades, battle nasties and more. It's all in a day's work for Samus. What is there to say about Metroid Prime these days? Noted gaming publication IGN, best known for giving classic brawler God Hand a lower score than shovelware babysitting game Imagine, Party Babies, claims it's the Citizen Kane of video games. That hyperbole aside, let's say something even more hyperbolic. Metroid Prime is a religious experience. It's so good you may actually bleed from the eyes. Have a doctor handy while playing Metroid Prime just in case something in your brain breaks and you experience an aneurysm. Kidding aside, Metroid Prime was a pretty great in its day and it remains pretty great now. There was, understandably, a lot of concern about how well the Metroid series would translate over to a first-person perspective. Halo was the whipping boy of the day and there was plenty of gnashing of teeth and rending of garments over the possibility that a new Metroid game would be anything like Master Chief's critically acclaimed adventures. Imagine? Turns out though, that Metroid Prime was something of a new experience, offering a sort of pseudo-immersive sim experience that was unlike much of what we'd played before. Metroid Prime takes the series' classic gameplay and converts it into a more modern experience unlike any we'd really seen prior. Running around, blasting baddies and collecting upgrades was as addictive as it was in the past, but Metroid Prime did just a bit more. It incorporated scanning, for instance, allowing the player to plumb lore from each area, find hidden secrets and more. Beyond that, Samus also has access to various visors that offer different ways of viewing both the environment and enemies. Faffing about with Samus' wide array of weapons and upgrades to determine the most efficient way to traverse areas and battle foes is as engaging as it ever was in a first-person perspective, to say nothing of the innovative ways that abilities like the Morph Ball were integrated into Prime's gameplay. You don't need to tell me all that, though. You're mostly here to hear about this remaster, so rest assured that you're getting your money's worth. Metroid Prime Remaster's visuals, sound and overall presentation are all absolutely fantastic. While Metroid Prime Trilogy only contained a faithful port of the original game, this remaster does a bit more to spice everything up. Environments and enemies all look just a bit better, plus the frame rate's been improved to modern levels so the game feels fantastic in action. One area that's received a major overhaul are the controls, which have been upgraded to be more in line with modern first-person shooters, which paired shockingly well with the Switch Pro controller. Indeed, if you somehow managed to miss out on the 2002 GameCube original, Metroid Prime Remastered is the way you want to go. It's the only legal way to play the game on modern consoles actually. It's the best edition so far of a rock-solid game with plenty of content and some of the best fundamentals around. Even if you're a little iffy about modern remasters, rest assured that Metroid Prime Remastered is easily the definitive edition of this classic title. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.